In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glimpse into heaven and see the saints of God. Celebrate their victory. They are a sign of your hope. They are examples of your faith. They have fought the good fight. They have finished the race. They have received the reward of their faith. They lived in Christ. They died in Christ. No longer do we see the tooth marks of those wild beasts in the Colosseum in their flesh. Flesh burned by fire and torn apart by kings and emperors is forever healed. No longer beheaded, crucified, or flayed, they stand as a mighty army into whom God has breathed the breath of life. No longer do we see their hearts saddened by grief, heartache, betrayal, insults. Their hearts are forever mended, their tears dried, their bodies restored. They picked up their crosses and followed Christ on the path toward heaven. It's a path drenched with the blood of these saints. Many gave their lives for this confession of faith, the very faith that you just confessed in the Nicene Creed. They would not forsake their God and Savior. And yet it is a path that is first drenched with the blood of their God and Savior to open the way to heaven. They lived by faith in Him. They stood strong by the Holy Spirit, wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This was their trust. This was their confidence. This is the reason they could stand before kings and emperors without fear, willing to lay down their lives for this faith. Their trust was in Christ and in Christ alone. And by this sword, by the word of God, they overcame kings and governments. They changed cultures. By this sword, they fought that ancient dragon who led our first parents astray. And so these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb at holy baptism. And now they rest from their labors. Now they rest, enjoying the kingdom God had prepared for them before the creation of the world. Now they rest. The sun does not beat on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb is in the midst of them. He is their shepherd. He has wiped away every tear from their eye. He leads them beside quiet waters. He has restored their soul. They rest in peace and in joy forevermore. And yet on earth, most of these saints look like you. Not all of them faced wild beasts in the Colosseum or were martyred for their confession of faith. Some of them died in accidents, in their sleep, or for their country. Some had cancer, diabetes, or heart failure. Some were old, some were young. Some struggled to make ends meet on this earth. Others had very comfortable lives. Some wrestled with tough decisions, where to live, whom to marry, how to raise kids, how to vote, while others found these things easier. Some were quiet and soft-spoken. Some needed walkers or wheelchairs. Some suffered from depression or dementia. Some battled pride, anger, grudges, and even lustful eyes. Not all of them died valiantly. Some of them wondered if they would see the kingdom of heaven. Some feared those wild beasts and sharpened swords. They didn't want these crosses. They didn't like these crosses. They were scared and timid. They struck the rock twice instead of speaking to it. They cried, they complained, they sinned. And now these saints look more like you and me. Now we can more easily see ourselves in them. But they have finished their race. We still run. They have come out of the great tribulation while we still toil in the midst of it. Daily we fight our bodies. The effects of sin have taken a toll on our very bodies. Some days are quite hard to get up and out of bed, to get up and get moving, not to mention to get the kids up and out of bed. Some days our mind feels like we're more in a fog and we can't function properly. Diseases pillage our body. Friends disappoint us. Relationships fail. Age exacts its price. It's taxing. It's frustrating. It's frustrating that this is the way our life goes. We're young, and we get old, and we lose our strength. It's a battle. We do not want these crosses. We do not like these crosses, these burdens of life. And yet every time we throw one off, God lovingly ties it back onto our shoulders. We're scared. We too are timid. We cry, we complain, and we sin. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it is against that demonic dragon and his deadly demons who dampen our mind with sinful desires. We are in the midst of the great tribulation right here, right now. Look at the world. Look at how Satan attacks not just the world, but the church of God, splintering it into various groups. Daily we struggle against lusting or anger. We're not proud of the way we have always raised our children. We're not proud of how greedy our hearts have often been. Who of us haven't said, "I just wish I had more money so I could"? Coveting is almost second nature to us. We grow up wanting more and more and more. Contentment must be learned. It is completely foreign to us. How hard it is for us to be content with the things God has given to us right here, right now. How hard it is to keep our minds focused on heaven rather than on this earth. How hard to live for heaven. We desire those heavenly mansions, we truly do. But first, we want to get through high school. First, we want to raise a family. First, we want to work or sightsee. First, we want to travel. First, there's always some first, something else that we want to do before God calls us home. And before we know it, we're in our 70s, 80s, or 90s, and now we're finally ready. Those saints of God are not in heaven because they were such good people, or even better than most. Most of them were not. The martyrs are not in heaven because they died such horrific deaths. The way you die is irrelevant. They are not in heaven because they earned it by their life or by their death. But in the face of doubt and fear and tears and struggles and worries, in the face of all those things, they trusted in the one who earned it for them. In the face of temptation, they trusted not in their faith or in their strength to get through it, but they trusted in the one who endured all temptation perfectly for them. In the face of persecution, they trusted in the one who suffered all things in their place. In the face of death, whether a martyr's death or a more normal death, in the face of death, they trusted in the one who died in their place for the forgiveness of their sins. Because of Christ, theirs is the kingdom of God. Because of Christ, they are comforted. Because of Christ, they are filled. Because of Christ, they obtained mercy. Because of Christ, they now see God with their own two eyes. Because of Christ, they are sons of God. And that is the same promise that God has given to you because of Christ. You are not good enough to get to heaven. You're not even better than most. But Christ was for you. And the way you die is irrelevant. But Christ's death was perfect for you. He has paved the road with his blood, a road that leads to heaven. He has accomplished what no martyr or saint could ever accomplish for you, the opening up of heaven, the forgiveness of sins. For there is no difference. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. This righteousness of God is yours through faith in Christ and in Christ alone. That path we walk is stained with the blood of Christ. It's stained also with the blood of the martyrs. This path is not easy. Each one of us has a cross that's unique only to us. And yet it's a path covered, paved with the forgiveness of our sins. For Christ has opened that path by his death on the cross. And he is the one leading you safely toward heaven. Born from the font, faith holds fast only to the promises of God. This forgiveness is yours. These gates are open to you. You too will make it, even as the saints have made it, even as the saints that you personally have known and loved and hugged. We have made it because of Christ. You too, in Christ, will make it to those pearly gates. No apostle or saint or martyr can ever take your place in heaven. It is yours and only yours, prepared before you, before the creation of the world. And so sin cannot harm you. Truly it cannot. Death cannot overcome you. Life, though at times may overwhelm you, life itself cannot overcome you either. You are in Christ, baptized, cleansed by Christ. Your tears, they still flow. But they've lost all bitterness. For Christ has wiped away every tear from your eye. Because he lives, so too shall you must live with him. You shall see him. You shall see your father. You shall see your brother. And you will touch those nail marks in his hands and put your hand in his pierced side. Because for you he died. For you he now lives. So glimpse into heaven and see the saints of God. Glimpse into heaven with Saint John and see your future. An eternal place prepared among the gleaming multitude before the throne of the Lamb. God is faithful. Your palm branches wait at heaven's gates for you to pick them up and carry them in, joining in that triumphant procession. It is yours now. But not quite yet. You still wait. You still labor. You still are the church militant, battling Satan, fighting sin, striving against your own flesh through this great tribulation. But do not fear. Do not fear what you live and work in. For those saints once stood where you now stand. And God made a promise to them. He made a promise and he fulfilled it. He has made that same promise to you at baptism, and he will fulfill it. Those saints wandered through this great tribulation, even as you now wander here below, and God will remain faithful. He will bring you out of it, even as he brought them out. They bore their crosses on a path stained with Jesus' blood. You bear your crosses, unique crosses. And yet on that same blood-stained path, that same path of forgiveness. So glimpse into heaven and see where you are going, or better yet, come here to his divine service. For as you gather here, he tears open time and space to unite those in heaven with you here on earth, around that one throne of the Lamb present for you on this altar. This divine service is united with theirs. Your prayers, your praise, your thanksgiving wedded with theirs. Your hymns and songs and canticles harmonized with theirs, with their distant triumph song. You are one church. They are the church triumphant, you the church militant. They have fought the good fight. They have finished their race. You still fight, you still run. They now rest from every pain and from every labor, while you still struggle, you still endure pain, you still cry and weep and mourn. But do not give up. Do not look for a different path. Do not give in or grow apathetic. Persevere. For this Lamb is present for you on this altar, surrounded by these hosts of heaven, by these saints of God who have gone before you, surrounded by you, to forgive you. So take and eat. Take and drink. God is faithful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.